The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, never let it be said that The Hard Shoulder doesn't bring you all the top news of the day, because we're bringing you breaking news on seagulls. Researchers at the University of Exeter have found that the way to prevent seagulls from stealing your food is actually, well, actually shouting at them apparently is quite good too. But one of the ways is to stick googly, it's not April Fool's, googly eyes, that was yesterday, googly eyes on your food packaging. And joining me now to discuss this is Niall Hatch, Head of Communications and Development at Birdwatch Ireland. Good evening to you, Niall. Seagulls, they're actually afraid of googly eyes.
It does seem pretty wacky, all right. But actually, from an evolutionary point of view, it does make a sort of sense. We do know that certainly trials in the past have shown that when people make direct eye contact themselves with gulls, and I always shy away from using the term seagulls because it's kind of for two reasons. First of all, because many of the species are by no means tied to the sea. They'll come when and land, but also there are many different species. So the one we're usually talking about here is a bird called the herring gull, that large grey-backed white gull. But we know that when people make direct eye contact with them, they don't like that. And that's something that's quite natural for a lot of animals out there. It's natural for us humans.
Is that because when an animal eyeballs at you, that shows dominance, or maybe that they're a predator? Like it's different to prey. Prey tends to not meet your eyes and tends to kind of have eyes on the side of its head, whereas ones with the eyes in the front that are giving you the eye are thinking about eating you.
Yes, that in a nutshell is exactly it. So it makes them at least wary. So even if they don't see the googly eyes on the chip box, whatever, as a direct threat, it makes them more wary of it. And there's some sort of evolutionary cue or trait there that's telling them, look, there's something suspicious about this. Maybe look away from that. And it's the same for us humans. You know, if let's say, you know, something like a bear or an animal like that was looking at us and staring you straight in the eyes, that's pretty intimidating. And for good reason. That's something that we have also evolved to try and avoid. Whereas if a potential predator is looking away from you or is looking kind of sheepish or nervous itself, that's a lot less threatening. So it does make a lot of sense that the gulls would avoid that. And in this study in the University of Exeter, they sort of did a trial where they had some of these boxes of chips that had no eyes on them, just plain ordinary boxes, and the others had the sort of googly eyes on them, and the effect was up to 50% less in terms of the number of chips and sort of attacks on those boxes with the eyes on them. And I think what's happening is the gulls are thinking, there's something suspicious here, this looks odd, and so if I have the choice, I'm going to go for the ones without the eyes. And it's other animals have shown this too, like we've seen with birds like starlings, they've been used these sort of eyes been used to keep them away from crops, things like that. So there definitely is something in it.
Okay. I've said earlier that this is just another great reason to carry googly eyes around with you, because I must say I am quite amused during one of the election campaigns recently. Somewhere certainly in my vicinity was sticking googly eyes on all the election posters, and they were actually remarkably improved, many of them, by them. So this is a good thing to do, but of course people in general probably aren't carrying googly eyes and therefore are not going to stick them on their box of chips and be able to defend themselves against seagulls in Howth and elsewhere. There are some scientifically proven ways to deter gulls, though, aren't there, that don't hurt the gulls, Niall, including things like shouting at them, which is basic plain old shouting.
Absolutely. I'm sure some people have tried that inadvertently without realizing the science behind it. If their chips are taken by gulls, I wouldn't blame them for shouting. But absolutely, again, you seem like an aggressive predator towards them. So they're thinking, I'm not going to take the risk. If I have other options, I will try to avoid this. But the thing, of course, is that these gulls, they would have a natural wariness of humans. And actually, we know that it's only a minority of the gulls that will come to take food from humans. And usually it's the ones that have actually been fed by humans in the past. So we certainly would urge people to refrain from actually throwing a few loose chips or sandwich across to
That's the problem, isn't it? If you feed them, they will come, and they have learnt to do so. One of my my eldest son actually last year got bitten by a seagull because he did have chips, and he didn't give up the chips willingly to the gull. And when he pulled the chips away because the gull was swooping down, it bit him on the hand. I mean, they want your food, and they will give you a little nip, whether it was accidentally or deliberate. I can't be sure.
No, and that can't have been pleasant at all for your son. I do sympathise. And the thing is, yes, I would be sure that that gull has been fed in the past and has learned to associate humans with food, and therefore that sort of natural fear that they would have has broken down. Part of it as well, of course, is from an environmental point of view, and Burgo Turn was a conservation group. People see this sometimes as a sign that these gulls, you know, they're losing the run of themselves and the populations are increasing massively. Quite the opposite, in fact. It's often the sign of a species in trouble. We know that species, the herring gull, across Ireland, declined by 90% over the course of just 30 years, which is really stark, and there's many reasons. One of those things is actually overfishing in our oceans. Climate change is impacting them. Their nesting areas on offshore islands around Dublin Bay and elsewhere on the Irish coast have become overrun with introduced rats and mink and the human day trippers visiting these islands and going through the colonies. So these gulls retreat to what they would see as more safe urban locations.
We give out, and we do give out about seagulls. People give out about them very readily all the time. But are you saying that... In fairness, it's not the gulls' fault that the gulls, we've destroyed their normal hunting. I don't know if it's gulls hunt, but you know, their normal habitat where they go swooping down and eating fish and things. We've taken their fish, we've taken their natural habitat. So they've become by default these kind of scavengers.
Yes, that is precisely it. It's the last option available to many of them. And it makes sense. They'll take the easy option. And often then when you see it especially in coastal holiday locations, you often see bins overflowing with rubbish. You'll see on the streets of Dublin, black bin bags left out in the street. The gulls have learned that that's food as well. And the thing is, of course, we see the gulls doing that because they're doing it during the daytime. At nighttime, things like foxes and even like rats are doing that too. It's just that the gulls, you know, during the daytime, we see them. So in some ways, they do us a service by cleaning up that food waste around the street. But of course, the ultimate solution is to make sure we minimize that food waste to begin with. We don't want these animals, gulls or rats or foxes, whatever they are, scavenging on the streets because it brings them into conflict with humans. So from that point of view, you know, we can't change the gulls' behavior really, but we can change our own. And I think that's the root of it really here.
Okay, so really a lot of this is our own fault. And if we want to do anything about it, bring some googly eyes, shout at the gulls and otherwise sort of suck it up.
Yes, and you know, it is scientifically proven. So people think that you're crazy. They're shouting at the gulls while wearing googly eyes. It's been scientifically proven to work. So you have the official seal of approval there.
Okay. Look, you're very good to come on and talk to us now. You know, we get great enjoyment out of your name. You do know that.
Oh, I do. I'm always using an example of nominative determinism.
Nominative determinism. In fact, you're what I think of when I think of... I think there is a meteorologist with Met Aaron whose surname is Flood. But other than that, we really do appreciate it. Happy Easter to you, Niall, and we do appreciate you coming on.
And a very happy Easter to you and to your listeners as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.